Hi, everyone. We are getting started right now. This upcoming keynote is called Celebrating 25 Years of Open Source. Our speaker is going to be Nick Vidal.
Thank you. Good morning. Bonjour. Joyeux anniversaire. Happy birthday, open source. 25 years. Yeah. So I had the pleasure to work with the OSI 5 years ago, together with the board of the directors. And it was a huge success. We organized 100 activities across 40 events worldwide, all the major open source conferences. And we plan to do this again this year. 25 years is a huge milestone for the open source community. And we need you to help celebrate this. So I'm going to tell a bit about the history of open source. That's 25 years. But before that, we also have the history of free software. And I'm going to attempt to give a talk about this in about 30 minutes. Let's see how that goes. I have a couple of milestones, a couple of timelines. And let's see. So I've created a timeline here. I'm going to give three talks, three timelines, actually three acts. I'm going to first talk about the past of open source. Later, I'm going to talk about the future of open source. And finally, I'm going to talk about the present of open source. For the past of open source, I'm going to be covering 12 timelines, but mostly I'll be focusing on the open source timeline and on the free software timeline. So let's get started. So before talking about open source, let's go to the free software timeline. You can actually access this. It's aniv.co. And let's go here. And let's go back to 1955. So this is a long time ago. And in 1955, we had the shared user group. So this was part of IBM way back then. And people were starting to share source codes. And this is how this this mindset of sharing codes, and there was no open source back then. There was no free software back then. But this mindset was already there. This is key to the human. They always shared knowledge. And so they started sharing codes with the shared user group. And later we can see here this is a funny one. If anyone remember the open letter to hobbyists, so Bill Gates was not very keen to people sharing his codes, and he was very angry about that. And everyone shared their codes before. And with Bill Gates coming and other companies, they started making the source codes proprietary. And looking at that, Richard Stallman, he didn't like it. A lot of the developers didn't like this. And they created a movement to go back to how it was before, about sharing knowledge, about sharing codes, about just making progress. And so he started GNU in 1983. 1985, he founded the Free Software Foundation. And the free the next year, the definition of free software. So I'm going to go over this, and this is really important.